Today on StoryCorps, Eddie Chang had just finished his junior year in college and he was hanging out at his friend's house in Chicago. His friend's sister, EF, was there too. And that week, Eddie and EF started a 40-year romance. Eddie came to StoryCorps with their youngest daughter, Tria, to remember it all.
The first night she went out with her friend and they partied, and then around 2 in the morning, she called and said, "Could you get the key from my parents' bedroom and come and pick us up?" She was very naughty when she was young. She didn't want her parents to know she was out that late, I think. So I did that, and she was actually mildly impressed that I was able to do it.
Yeah, you had to sneak into their bedroom while they were sleeping.
It's a skill you get to acquire in college. We stayed up and we talked and talked and talked about everything until the sun came up. I thought, wow, you know, she's really something special. But I said, she's way beyond what is within my reach. But then I thought, you know, if you don't try, you always regret it. So I wrote her a letter, and that was the start of it. She had her own mind about everything, and it was very unconventional.
Yeah, she wasn't afraid to state her opinions, but I think she had so much charm also.
Yes, yes. She has a very infectious smile, sort of a half pixie-ish, gleeful grin. And she had this gift to write that made it sound like she was talking to you on the page.
Yeah, that's why I'm so grateful she journaled all those years. Because when I miss her, I just read her journals. And
you can hear her voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I guess one of the things that I think back on a lot is that when Mama was around, we had plans, right? Mm. Let's go retire in China or something like that. So I think the worst part about losing Mama is losing my own future in that sense.
There are some pains that never go away. If I just think about the day she died or how I miss her, I cry immediately.
The pain of the grief, that's also a gift. Because when you stop grieving is when you start losing contact with the person. But as long as you can grieve for her, then she will always feel very close. And so for me, actually, I welcome it.
Yeah.
Because then I feel much closer to her.
That was Eddie Chang and his daughter, Tria. EF died 10 years ago in January. That interview will be archived in the Library of Congress.